I'll continue. I'll have to figure out a way how to merge it. And I apologize for the interruption. So getting back to what we're talking about, to the Pasuk in Source 11, Yeshaya Perek Nun Hei, says, Yazo Rosh Adar Kovi Shabbat Machshavos. So the Radaka in that parasha we're looking at says that there are two things. There are mice and pear on one side, your actions and your words, but also Yazo Machshav Toharos, right? Really, he says Mishloshim, three things, but I'm kind of divided into two. As I said before, that's how the mitzvah is David also, the next source. Not posting Yeshaya Perek Nun Hei, posting Zayin. Darko is Derech HaRosha, and Machshavos of Yazo Machshavto. So now, at least I think, we begin to see our question was, why is tshuva so difficult? Really, maybe there are two different things. There's tshuva from deeds, right? Deeds that we've done wrong. And that, maybe, Takeh, is not so difficult. A person can change his deeds. Right, and decide I'm not going to do this anymore. You set up certain systems, you know, I won't do this ever anymore, you know, I'll make a shug if I find myself always, you know, walking past this store and being tempted to eat non-kosher food because it smells so good, so I'll walk a different route. Right, there are things you can do to change deeds. If, you know, I get into trouble, you know, to click on this site, like on the internet, so I can avoid. But machshavosov, but changing your thoughts, changing your machshava, changing your, you know, outlook on life and changing what influences you, that, of course, is much, much more difficult. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin Amud Beis, in Source 14, the Gemara says, the famous Gemara, Amar Yitzchak, Arba Dvar Mekarim Gardino Shel Adam. There are four things which can tear up any bad decree against the person. Four things that will tear up a decree. Elohim, Tzedakah, Tzedakah, which means Tefillah prayer, Shinui Hashem, and Shinui Maisa. Right, changing your name and changing your actions. Okay, so the truth is, and the Gemara then tells the proof, you know, for each one of these things. It's reminiscent, and Marsha ties it into what we say in Nusana Tokef, Ushuva, Usvila, Utsoka, Marvina, Zorak Zera, right? I mean, so this is perhaps the Marsha, and the Chidush HaGadol, a long piece in 16, okay, says that that's what the Python, you know, who wrote the Nusana Tokef was driving at. Okay, and he says, look at the third line, Ve'elu ha'gimel yisadon ha'payet tshuva tzilat tzedakah marina tzorak gzeira. That's three of them, right? But one of them is Shinya Hashem. What does Shinya Hashem mean, changing your name? So we know, Rachman al-Tzam, when somebody's sick and they're very ill, so sometimes they'll change his name. They'll add his name is Tzvi, so they'll call him Chaim Tzvi. Or they add the name Rafael, or if it's a woman, the Bracha, or Chaya, or something along those lines. There's some name. And the idea is that, you know, in case there's a bad decree against this guy, Tzvi, now it's not on him anymore, now it's Chaim Tzvi now, right? But the real definition of Shinui Hashem, and that's what the Marsha is getting at, look at the very end, he says, Shenosin Adam Shemacher, Shurotzeh Lahasos Ish Acher, you're a different person. It's not a matter of changing your God-given name, you didn't choose your name to begin with, right? The real essence is to change who you are, change your personality. I'm not that same guy as before. That's what it means. I have to fix my deeds and so on. But and as aside from the actions which you did wrong, there's also, you know, the overall effect of an aver on your personality. Right? Beyond the particular, I did this aver, did that aver. But, you know, when a person behaves in a certain way, so the aver, so to speak, in a certain sense, can begin to overcome a person. And that's the famous Gemara in 17, Yuma, and Daf Tevav Medbeis, Omer Huna, Kevan Sheover Adam Aver Veshina Bo, you did Aver, and then you do it again, and you do it again, so Hutralo, it becomes Mutter. You don't even think twice about it. Remember the first time, let's say a guy embezzles money or something like that. So the first time he feels guilty, you know. Second, after a while, it doesn't bother him. I remember my wife telling me, you know, she went over the office when she worked, there was a one of the workers there was basically a decent person, but she was short money, whatever, so she lifted $50 from the petty cash, you know, the petty cash drawer. Okay, so $50, who's going to miss $50? She needed it and so on, she's going to give it back. Oh, you know, after a while, and they realized thousands of dollars were missing. At the beginning, it was small, but once you do it, it becomes mutter, right? And so it says, it's really mutter? No, El Ema Nase Slo Keheter. You think, you justify, yeah, it's okay. You know, you cheat, I tell the students, you cheat on a test, so the first time you feel a little guilty. Second time, but after a while, it's so dear and go. You don't even think twice about it. That's what the Gemara is saying, because the Avera, so to speak, overtakes you, if you will. And that's also the famous Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Dal, Mishnah Beis. But as the second half we're interested in is Shemitzah Goreres Mitzvah Avera Goreres Avera. One Avera leads to another Avera. It becomes part of who you are. It's your, you tell this Avera, you did this, and you got to cover it up. So you tell a story about that, then you do something else, and you speak about the other person, about it. One, it just balloons. It spins out of control so quickly. And then it says Sheschar Mitzvah Mitzvah, Schar Avera Avera. The reward for the Avera, so to speak, is another Avera. Now, they're actually two different meanings. Okay, the usual meaning is, like I just said, you have a reward for Avera, it'll be another Avera. You do something, then you have to cover up, so you have to tell a lie. Then you have to do something else, right? So that's Avera Gavera. So the Bartanura, on that Mishnah Perek Avos, Perek Dal Mishnah Beis, so it's number 19. The Bartanura writes, you know, Maskel Avera is Koshali Fishbam, he says in the first Dibur Maskel, right? Shemitzah Goreres Mitzvah and so on. And when you start, it's hard to stay away from it. But Schar Avera Avera, he learns in the last part of 19, the pleasure you get out of it, that's Avera. In other words, even not to, just that it leads to other Averas, that very Avera becomes so enticing to you that the pleasure you get out of it, that itself is an Avera, aside from the action. And that's how, you know, eventually almost you'll enjoy doing it. Not only you won't feel guilty, you'll enjoy it. You know, you'll like it. Okay, I just saw somewhere, I saw it this evening or this afternoon, on the internet, there was some guy who was in prison, and then he became a model or something like that. So, I have a nickname for the hot felon or something like that. You saw that, some story. Anyway, he wrote that people who was in prison sent him money or whatever it is. And he wrote, crime pays. I was like, yeah, eventually enjoy it. It's okay. It's good. That was the headline in the article, crime pays. You know, that's how a person thinks after a while. And Rabbi Yonah writes, unfortunately, you know, in source 20, on that mission, Perek Dal, Mishnah Beis, he writes, you do one Avera, because Baruch Hu, so to speak, distances himself from you, and it becomes harder and harder at the end. And look at the top line of the next page. V'ein b'yada yicholas l'sumin aderachi. You know, you can't get off, you can't get out of it. People get stuck on a merry-go-round. You can't get off it. So that's where tshuva is hard, because it's not just a particular action. When it overtakes your machshava, it overtakes your mind, it becomes who you are. Okay, that's when it's very, very difficult. And it's very interesting. There's a pasuk in Zechariah 21. Zechariah, this is the Haftarah for Hanukkah that happens. So it speaks about the Kohen Gadol. His name is Yoshua. I'm not the same Yoshua from Sefer Yoshua. It says in Perek Gimel, pasuk Gimel, Yoshua, ha'lavush begadim tzoim. He was wearing soiled garments. Ve'omer lefnei Amalek, and the president of Amalek, and Dalad Bayan, Ve'omer ala omdil v'ala v'omer hasira begadim tzomer. Oh, take off the soiled garments and put on nice garments. What's with these soiled garments? Who wears soiled garments? So Rashi over there, in Zechariah Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel 22, Rashi writes, Lavush begadim tzomer, keter gomo, he had children, benim demasim al nashim de lokshen lekuhunasa. His children married women who were forbidden to marry Kohanim, and he didn't object to it. That's the soiled garments. Not that he had stains all over his suit, but the soiled garments were the averis that he had. Okay? And the Rashi to make that up. That's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Gimel and Aleph 23. Amar Papa, Shobanov nosim nashim jena hagusa kuhunav alomichan ben. That's the begadim tzom. Because the Gemara is a chidarka, Yeshua lubos begadim tzom. I mean, he's a kohen gadol who's wearing dirty clothes. That can't be what it means. Elamama is it teaches this and so on. So the idea is that a person's averis become like your clothing. It's what envelops you. That's the idea. It's what takes over. That's how the Gemara. Huh? The other way. Yeah, sure. The mitzvahs do. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, also forgive. Yeah, that's correct. I think it's the other way.
Especially things for the future. I'm going to do this from now on. What about things in the past?
No, saying things. No, but that's my point. That's what's so difficult, because it becomes part of you. It becomes like your clothing. The averus that you did. It's not just the action. An action I can stop when I get. You know what impact on? Yeah, it's a dilemma. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and I become like your garments. That's why the Gemara says in Zrachim Peches and Beis. Well, save a few minutes. I'll say it outside. Talks about everyone knows this, that different ones of the big day kahuna atoned for different sins. And there's a list here based on Pesukim, right? Just like the Karbonos Mechaper, Af Big Day Kahuna Mechaper. This is Zrachim Peches and Beis, and Rashi works it out. Okay, this Xonis. So it was mechaper for shrikos damim, and other, you know, maybe some psukim, and the tzitz is mechaper for hazus ponim. You have a whole list there. So bichlal, I mean, what's the idea that the why should the garments of the kohen gadol somehow have to, what's that got to do with be mechaper five areas. What are the garments worn by the Kohen Gadol? So the Maharal Miprag, again, in the Chidush HaGadol in Zochem Pei Chesem, 26, right, he says, Zem Mipnei, towards the end of the first line, Ki Achatoim Dveikim Ba'odam, they nechshoven lo malbush. Your averes become like your garments, and they envelop you. Kasher mislabish other big day kodesh. So therefore, when the Kohen Gadol wears these big day kodesh, that atones for those averes. That's the idea. Okay? And therefore, that's a kapor. But that's, again, the idea somehow that it takes over who you are. And the Pasuk says in Parsha Shmini, by eating non-kosher types of rodents or shrotim, so it says, Al tishperk yid alav ayikra posik mem gim, Al tishaktus nam shosechem, b'chol asheret hashoreitz, v'lo sitam v'em v'nitmeisem bom. Don't become common with them, v'nitmeisem bom. Okay? And Rashi there says, what does v'nitmeisem bom mean in Exodus 28? Imatem mitamin v'hem v'aretz, afari mitamin eschem v'olam haba. You're going to be mess up with averis, and that's going to stick with you even in olam haba. Okay? And that's based on a Gemara in Yuma Lamed Tesem Aleph. What I quoted over here. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let you alone. You won't be able to get out of it. And again, based on a pasuk in Eov, which I printed in 31, it's not an easy pasuk to translate. It's certainly not a familiar pasuk, but it says in Eov, Perek Vav, pasuk Geches, Yilofsu Orchos Darkom Yalo Batov Yovedu. Yilofsu. Yilofsu means like to hold fast, to cling to something. So the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Dav Heyam and Aleph, and 32 says, what does that mean? The chola over avera achas, the person does an avera, milafif also umalich shalom adin. That avera accompanies him to the day of judgment, right? And at the end, it's like kshura bo kikelem. It's like, huh? Once they, so that now we're beginning to say why tefillah is so difficult. Actually, milafso me'atuso lashon malbush, the same idea. It's like garments, right? It's like becomes part of your clothing, And again, we have Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Nefesh HaChaim, Shara Aleph, 34, Haros and Parag Vav. Of course, he says the opposite is true too. Mitzvahs, you know, it's the other way around. Right? Chofef is one of the mitzvahs surround you and so on. It's the same thing. Well, and he also quotes the Pasuk, right? Avona keva yisubeni, my sins will trip me up. When a person is at the stage where his averis surround him, okay, and becomes part of him, then indeed tshuva is difficult, because it's not a matter of just changing certain behaviors. It's a matter of changing your personality, changing your mindset, okay? A total reevaluation, like reboot, okay? Start over again, unplug and start over again. And sometimes the computer needs to be rebooted, so we also need to be rebooted. Sometimes you've got to start over again, because otherwise you can't get out of it. And otherwise you could come to the point where tshuva will be almost impossible. And we know that from the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam tells us that sometimes, efshar, sheyechte odom chet gadol o chatoim rabim, a person will do some type of big sin or many sins and so on, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu won't let him do tshuva. Where do we learn that from? You know, that's from Paro. Right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu hardened his heart. What's the idea with that? Right? And so the Rambam says, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he had done so many averes, he couldn't do tshuva. Okay, because Baruch Hu hardened his heart. All right, and the Rambam quotes Psukim that I printed in 37. Yeah, we can skip over that now. But the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let him do tshuva, even when he's ready to send Bnei Yisrael out. Right, he says, "Vayichazek Hashem es leiv Paro." So look at, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu predicted that. In Parsha Shmos, Shmos Parag Dal Pasuk Avalo 39. "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe b'lefkos mitzrayim re'ei kol Moshe shesam derech ha'asisam l'bnei Paro." I'm going to harden his heart. He's not going to let them go. Why? Because he wants to show, right? And Paraktes, Pasuk Design, Bulam Bavur Zos Baraticha, and Baraticha Bavur Haros was Kochi Laman Sapish Mimichoritz. I want you, Paro, to see what's going on in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Parak Zion, right? You'll tell him to do all these things, and Pasuk Gimel, Parak Zion, Vani Aksha Slave Paro. Right? I'll be able to do more miracles and so on in Mitzrayim. And Ramban elaborates in great detail in Parsha Zion of Parsha Vayera, Pasuk Gimel. What's the idea? It seems not fair, right? So here, Agila Loach Sha'asid Lechazik Nisliba Vur Lasos Bo Sadin. Because Baruch will harden his heart. Why? So you look on the third line of that Ramban in 42. Maser Bo Pam Rishona Shniya Shlishes. How many times? The Ramban points out the hardening of the heart did not come until after the fifth Makkah. So time and again, Paro on his own. It's a common point. Because Baruch said, forget it. Right? And therefore, who know El Bol, Delos Fin Tshuva, because they throw my Shachota. I got to pay him back. The first five times, Chamesh Pamelo, Shkiach HaDvaro. Furthermore, he says, But still, it doesn't seem to be fair, right? If he wants a tshuva. So here, the Ramban says something very interesting. We think the hardening of Paro's heart took away his free will. Ramban says the exact opposite. It allowed him to act in accordance with his free will. Why?
Because
exactly. If Paro would have given in, right? Why did he give in? Because he realized that Kadosh Baruch was right, I should let the people go? No, because he didn't want to be punched in the face again. Okay, forget it, I lose. That's not, that he didn't want to. It wasn't his real rutzon, was to let them go because Hashem said so. But he's getting beaten up, his whole country's falling apart, so okay, I may as well give in. So therefore, what did Hashem do? Hashem hardened his heart, made him sort of immune to the outside pressure, so he could do what he really wanted to do. That was the hardening of the heart. Sefer Ikrim says, Simon Parag Dalad, Sefer Ikrim is a medieval philosophy, work 43, Maimer Dalad Parag Hafei, he says, different types of tshuva, sometimes that of fear and some which are lower level because you don't want the punishments. But anyway, in the middle he says, Al Derech Hazeh Yisparish, in the beginning of 143, Masha Nimsa, this will explain that Hashem is Baruch Mechazek Levo Rishayim. Okay, because otherwise it's an onus. He's not doing because he wants to. He's being forced. A similar idea as the Ramban presented as well. So after reading that, we're exasperated, right? The tshuva is—it's almost impossible, right? Yeah. How do you know? We started off by saying it was so simple, right? Yeah, maybe it's simple to change one miser, one deed, a few deeds, but your whole machshava takes over. Very, very difficult. But we see from Tanakh that it can be done. It actually can be done. One of the worst people ever in the Tanakh was a man by the name of Achav. Okay, look what the Pasuk says in 44 about Achav. Melachim Aleph Perk Tezayim Pasuk Lama Gidon. Vayas Achav es Hashero, Vayosef Achav Lasos Lachachis es Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Achav acted to anger God. Mikol Malchei Yisrael, Ayishar Ha'ilafar, worse than any king came before him. I mean, he was the worst, right? Eventually, when Achav heard certain things, Hashem finally decided, Vayikra begodov, he tore his garments, Vayasim sakal b'saro, Vayotzam, Vayishka b'sak v'alachat, and Achav was the king when Elio, Anavi was a Navi. And look at Hashem said to Elio, Pasuk Chav Chesed, Perkalav, Melach Malav, Vayid var Hashem Elio, Tishbi Lemor, Hara'isa ki michna av Achav milofana. You see that he humbled himself before me. I'm not going to punish him in his life. It will come afterwards. So that was one of the worst of the kings. And yet, he was able to do tshuva. He somehow was a vayachna. Vayachna means he humbled himself. In other words, that's not just stopping bad deeds. That's changing your machshava. That's changing who you are. Okay, you are realizing I humble myself before God, not just stopping the bad deeds. It's changing machshava as well. And the same thing.
He says the punishment anyway.
So the punishment has to happen after he's gone. He won't have to see it. Okay, right? Because I mean, he did some pretty terrible things. Okay, but another wicked king later on was in Malachim Beis was a man by the name of Menashe, who obliterated Torah observance in his time. Okay. And it says in Malachim Beis, Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Beis, Vayas Hara Bnei Hashem Kesol Avos Hagoyim Mamashek the non-Jew, right? Which Hashem had kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. He went back to idolatry and all these terrible things. But the pasuk says in the Malachim Beis, Perek Chaf Aleph Gimel, again, Vayikana Meod Mirufnei Elokei Avosov, he humbled himself, Vayispalel, he davened, then he pleaded, and so on and so forth. Vayishma Tchinaso, Hakadosh Baruch Hu heard his tefillah. So at the end of the day, if you're able to change your mind, I'm not saying it's easy, it isn't easy. That's the part of tshuva's hard, but it can be done. And that's what the Pasuk says in Yechezkel 48. That's a Pasuk that we say at the very end of Yom Kippur, after all is said and done. It's at the very end of the Shmoneh Esrei of Ne'ilah. They quote this Pasuk, Paraklam and Gimel Yechezkel Pasuk Yidalab, a handful of Pesukim there, this is one of them. And more alayim chai aninu mashem alokim im echbots b'mos ha-rasha. Do I want the Russia to die, say HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No. He in the shuv rush me dark of a chaya. I want him to come back. Shuvu shuvu me dark him around the lama sumus of Eretz Yisrael. Come back and don't die out, right? Because Baruch Hu really wants. So if a person is able to do it and can do it, and that's it, a person can do it. It's accomplishable. Okay. Now the point is, it is accomplishable. It's something you can do. You have to do is you have to get yourself out of the trap. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the very opening phrase of Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph. One of the biggest favors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for the Jewish people is he gives them opportunity to do tshuva. For lanus mi pach pish ayem, to get out of the trap. I'll tell you, it's easy. But that's what the pasuk says in Tillim. Hashem will show us the way. Okay? And the shuvul asher hamiku sarabnei yisrael shuvul banim shuvul b'mitzvah kavsh baruch hu, all these psukim that Rabbi Yonah quotes. The second was in Parak Laman Aleph Pesach Vav of Yishayo and Yirmiyahu Parak Gimel Pesach Yudal shuvul banim shuvul kavsh baruch hu enables us or readies us to do tshuva. And no matter how far gone you are, there is a way. But all you have to do is to change your personality. The famous story in the Gemara Chagiga Tesvav Aman Aleph, that a man by the name of Elisha ben Avuya, who was a Rebbe of Reb Meir, okay, who went off the derech, he stopped being a religious Jew. He stopped observing Torah mitzvahs. Tragic story. There's a very good sort of historical novel, As a Driven Leaf, I think, by Milton Simon, about Elisha, a tragic figure. He was a Talmud Chacham. As a Rebbe of Reb Meir. Reb Meir was one of the great Talmudim. He stopped Mishnah Reb Meir. And this was his Rebbe. And Reb Meir still continued to associate with him even after he stopped in religious and talked on Torah topics with him. So here's a Gemara Chagiga. It's a sad Gemara. Tesvav Man Aleph. Tanur Abanan. The Chachamim don't even want to call him by his name because it was such a blow that a great Talmud Chacham like that left the Derech. They refer to him as Acher. Somebody else. The other. He who shall not be named. Okay. So Maise Be'acher shall rochev al asus b'Shabbos. One time, Acher was riding his horse on Shabbos against the halacha, and behind Reb Meir mahalach achrav lumo tarvim. Reb Meir walked to be able to learn something from him. And at a certain point, Amar lo Meir chazor lacharecha. The Hashem Rabbi on the horse turned and said to Meir, "Go back because I've reached the tchum. I've reached the Shabbos boundary. You can't go from here. You can't go past here. Go back. Right? I'm going to go back there." So now it says, Omar Lay, the second line of 53 is Chagia, Af Ataha?
It's credit
to that. Okay, yeah, but that's not my point here. It says, Af Ataha Zorbacha. You come back too, with a double meaning. Don't leave the Torah. You come back. Right? The mayor pleads with his Rebbe, come back. Come back to Torah. Omar Lay, I can't. I heard from behind the curtains, on high, and somehow I had inside information. What it says in that pasuk in Per Gimel pasuk Yudal, "Tshuva b'orim shovim, chutz me acher," except acher. I'm too far gone. That's the Gemara. Rav Soloveitchik once explained the Gemara that it's true. That's what he heard, but he misunderstood. Chutz me acher means except for acher. That's what he thought. Tshuva b'orim. Anybody can do tshuva. But chutz me'acher. The Rav said, no, the directive was, chutz me'acher. Take yourself out from being acher, and you can come back also. Chutz, remove yourself from acher, from being acher. He misunderstood the message, but there's always a way to come back. Chutz, change your personality, change who you are. That's how Soloveitchik understood this, sad Gemara. Anyway, the point is that a person whose machshavas are messed up, that's what Ram writes in Avodas Avodazor, Nichlos Chavim, Perk Beis Alocha Hei. Ram writes, Yisrael Sha'ovad Avodas Kochavim, Hare Kovik Kochavim, Chodor. A Jew who worships Adam becomes treated like an idolater in terms of Shabbos and other things like that. And he says, Ein Mekabel, second line, Ein Mekabelin Osam B'tshuva La'olam. You're not going to take him back with tshuva. Okay? And what does it mean? It's people whose machshavas, Libam, B'tzichus Hadorim, their machshavas are bad. That's the idea. Now, what do you mean you're not going to take him back for tshuva? The Radvaz was asked, the Radvaz was an early Achron, and we have many, many, many volumes of tshuvas in Radvaz, but Chelek Hay of the tshuvas HaRadvaz is called tshuvas HaRadvaz, 55, L'Lushonos HaRambam. The whole section, the whole volume of those tshuvas, I don't have it at home, the whole volume of that tshuvas, volume Hay, is things people ask him about the Shitas Rambam. Questions people ask him, what did the Rambam mean by this? What do you think Rambam meant? Why did the Rambam pass it this way? Why did the Rambam say that? It's called Tshuva Saradvaz, Lulshonos Rambam Mem Hei. Overall, it's Tshuva Elef Tov Yud Ches, 1418. A lot of Tshuvas from the Radvaz. So he was asked this question, what do you mean? Ain Lecha Dovash, I don't know if that's Tshuva. What does the Rambam mean you can't do Tshuva? So he says, it's a good question, and a lot of people, but he says, it's true in the second paragraph. Datihu ki ein lecha dover omiv netshuva afilu min kol yom. Even a heretic his whole life because of a kabbalah or so. Aval, he says, yesh chiluk ben shara veiros leminim shabishayis and heresy. Okay, because other things, all right, you'll straighten your ways, you can come back. But these people, okay, with the heresy and so on, heim shetorem achar machshavos libo, when your thoughts, when your machshavos, when your hashkafas, when your outlook on life, when that's warped, that's very, very difficult. Okay, and therefore, if a person will only do tshuva on the deeds, but he didn't correct his machshavos, that's what that means. We don't accept that tshuva. You know why? It's not going to list. It's not going to list. If a person is, oh, now I'm just going to correct my ways, but I'm not going to really alter my thinking and my approach to life and what I allow to influence me and what I allow to... So then avoiding deed X, Y, and Z, that's what the Rambam means, says the Rambam. It's not going to be accepted. You know why? Because it's not permanent. It's like putting on a Band-Aid. Without treating it, you have a deep problem. So you take care of the symptoms. Okay, you take care of the manifestation. I'm sorry, you take care of the manifestation. We don't look at what's behind it. You know, a guy has a headache, so he takes a pill. The guy gets headaches every day. He can't keep taking moving. I got to go to the doctor and find out what's wrong. It's something much deeper than just a headache. You're tired, right? So that's what the Radva is right. You have to fix the machshava, because without that, you're going to go back to your old ways anyway. That's also the mabit.
How do we do
it? Huh? I would guess, it's a good question, that helps you on the way, but it won't, you know, so do the best, right? Better to do it, but it's not. You have to go further, ultimately. That's what I think, okay? Kosh Baruch Hu, the Rabbit writes in Shara Tshuva, Perek Yud Beis, that Kosh Baruch Hu will give you the chance, we'll leave that out for now. If you just look again at the Shara Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah, Shara Aleph, Host Test 57, there are many Madregas and so on. He says, but what you need is, Lot, at the end of the first line, Ach lo titahera nefesh tohar shalim, you won't be able to purify yourself completely to get rid of all the averas, zulosi kasher yitayr adam eslibo b'yachanes ruach, unless you purify your heart and you have you direct your thoughts in the right direction. That's the difficulty of tshuva. Okay? And he says, you know, you can wash a garment just to remove a stain. But if the stains are deep in it, just regular washing won't do it. You got to wash it again and wash it again. You got to get the stain out. In other words, you have to tire your lave and your machshava, and that's really where the challenge, so to speak, of tshuva and the difficulty of tshuva. All right. But if you do that, he writes in Parag Beis, in Shar Beis, Osur. If a person does that, then look at the end, the next page, in Nepach Liishachay, you become like another person. And that's really what the Rambam says also. Take a look in 59. Rambam, Hichos Tshuva, Parag Beis, Halacha Beis. Umahi Atshuva, what is real Tshuva? This is Parag Beis. What I read before is Parag Aleph. There's a lot of literature about the Rambam's formulation of Tshuva, Parag Aleph, and Parag Beis. Parag Aleph, he was talking about getting rid of the sins. Ashamni, I did bad things. The deeds. But he says, what's real Tshuva in 59? Parag Beis, Halacha Beis. Sheyazav Achot Echeto, and also v'yasiro mimachshavto, get it out of your system, get it out of your mind. V'yigmor belibo, I'm not going to do this again, and so on. I regret it. Long-term success is not possible without yasiro mimachshavto. Okay? You give a mushel. You know, let's say a guy goes to the doctor, and the doctor tells him, listen, you have a problem with your lungs, you have to stop smoking. Just two possible reactions. A person, you must stop smoking, you must stop eating red meat, whatever it is, you know. And so one reaction is the guy said, okay, I'm going to try my best. I'm going to try my best. And he means it. I'm going to try my best. That's one answer. Then another answer, the person says to himself, I have to do this. I have to have this happen. There's a difference. I'm going to try my best. I'm going to be sincere. I'm going to try. I'm really going to try. Okay. Which guy's going to be more successful? The guy who says, I'm determined to try my best? Or the guy who says, I'm going to make this happen? The second person realized he has to. He has to, I must do this. This is not, I'm going to try my best. Okay? And that's the question. When we do tshuva, are we saying, there is a level, you go, because you said about Loshma, there is a level, try my best. I'm not saying, the guy's not insincere, but it's not going to bring him all the way. It's not going to, you know, if it brings you all the way, then, oh, I am, this is what I have to do. There's no two ways about it. I'm not of trying. I'll try. It's got to go deeper than that. That's going to bring him around long term. And not only that, but the Rambam writes, Halacha Dalad. Otherwise, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, famous statement, Kol HaMisvada B'Dvar V'lo Gomar B'Libo, if you just do Vidur, then it's like Tovel V'Sheretz B'Yado. It's like you're going to the mikveh and you have in your hand while you're going to the mikveh the very item that you told me in the first place. Right? It's incomplete. And so therefore in halacha dalet, in midarka tshuva, you have to scream and so on and so forth. Umisrachek harba min adavar shechotavo. Turn away from this thing completely. Right? No nostalgia for the past. Oh, you know, I wish, no, you shouldn't have any nostalgia. I wish I could have done this. I remember the good old days when I used to do that. No, you can't have any nostalgia because that'll lead you back. Okay? Rather, Klomar, and here was a punchline in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam writes, Ani acher ve'eini oso ha'ish she'osa osana. I'm not that same, you know, I'm not that same guy. Okay? It's inconceivable now for me to do that. I'm just not that person. Not who I am anymore. Okay? And so that's the Rambam. The hour's late tonight. I apologize, but just quickly, the Meiri and the Chibur HaTshuva, okay, in Meshiv Nefesh Mamar Aleph Perek Tes writes in 60, he says, "Utshuvas halev he in the first line she yitaher machshavosav mikol atovas hashinipahem v'yakutzpam." Okay, and 2 lines later, at the end of the line, "Ratzon alomer she ain tshuvas atshuva klal ad she tachlis machshavto beis atshuva shol alasos albo." My machshava is I'm changing my ways. I'm not gonna do this anymore. It's a matter of what's in your machshava, not just your deeds. Okay, there's more if you have time to read it. And that's why he writes towards the end, maybe 3, 6, 9, or something. The Baal Tshuva is Kone Midos Utchunos Chadoshos. Your Midos. Now that's hard. That's what's hard. They say B'Shol Salanta once said it's easier to finish all of Shas than to change one Mida, one character trait. Utchunos Chadoshos, new tendencies. What am I valuing? What's important to me? That's really what's required. And basically, that's. You know, it's not just a matter of individual deeds. And the truth of the matter is the Torah itself has a posting Parshas Eschanan in before we get to that, I just want to have a quote here that so the name of Aaron Lichtenstein to modern Orthodox Jews. Okay, so when we say we're modern Orthodox, what does that mean? Are you more modern or more Orthodox? Well, what's the emphasis? And that's really the whole question here. And he had a very interesting definition, okay? He said, we call it religious secularism. That's the term they use. Religious. What does that mean, religious secularism? That's a person whose life is motivated largely by secular values, but regulated by religious norms. In other words, your outlook on life is motivated by secular values and just regulated by religious norms. That's not enough. We have to have that our values are our Torah values. Not, I mean, you know, yes, there's plenty of good to get out of secular stuff. I'm not going to that issue now. But he said the problem is many people, yeah, they're regular, they go to shul, but what are your values? You know, who determines what you're about? What are your value system? That's really the question. The Torah tells in Parshas Eschanan, and we'll finish up Parak Vav, Pasuk Yuches, the famous Vasisa Yoshev HaTov. You have to do it to Yoshev, what's ripe and what's good. Ramban has a famous piece there in 63. What is Sisa Yoshev HaTov? Basically, he says that there's a certain way to behave. Okay, even when something wasn't technically commanded, right? And then the first paragraph there in 63. What, figure out what God want me to do this or not? What's the ruts on Hashem? And sometimes you have to speak to people to figure out what it is, right? Because he writes the Zeinyan Gadol. You know why? Lefisha e efshar lahazki b'Torah kol hanhagos adam im shchena v'rei v'chol ma'asal matan v'tikuna yishuv v'avadinus kol. The Torah can't possibly cover every possible circumstance and interaction between people in case they come up. The Torah would be, you know, 1,000 times as big. I mean, the Torah is not going to give you every possible. Right? There's a way, however, the Torah urges us to behave. The same thing, right? The Parshas Kedoshim, the beginning of Parak Yutas of Mayikra. What is the tzivah of Kedoshim to you? Right? We should be Kedoshim like Hashem is Kedosh, right? In the Tati Odei, Ma'u Rachum and so on. What does that mean? Even things which are not written in the Torah. That's where the Ramban, the famous peaks in 66, talks about what he refers to as a novel Bershus HaTorah. A novel Bershus HaTorah means somebody who is. He's disgusting. He's technically within the bounds of the Torah. You can't nail any particular avera on him. That's what his teachers are. So sometimes you have that kid in the class. He's the one kid you know he's the center of the Torah, but you can't nail him. Right? You just somehow he's always covering. He's the instigator, but you can't nail him. And then you have the other kid again. Someone with high school experience. Right? So, you know, well, it doesn't say that. Assume a handbook, Rabbi. Where does it say that? You can't get him, right? Because he, technically speaking, he didn't do anything but you know this behavior is not the right behavior. And that's why, says the Torah, because a person could say, look, I didn't eat treif, and I didn't eat kippur, and I ate matzah and pesach. Well, you know what? I did exactly the same. But his whole conduct, his whole character, okay? And the problem is, you know, in today's society, there's a value that every person can decide for himself. There's no authority. There's no respect for authority. And what are the values in society? You know, today there's such an obsession with physical, with bodies, with wealth, with fashion. You know, are these, looking at Halvar's words, you know, are these secular values? So do we follow is our value system shaped by secular values, just regulated by religious norms? Okay? We're told to be humble. That's the pasuk in Micha. Parag Vav pasuk says, "Higi lecha adam matov." What's it all about? Mo Hashem dorish mimcha. What does Hakadosh Baruch Hu want in the end? Kimasos mishpat, be just. Avas chesed, love kindness. Vatznei aleches in lekecha. Unfortunately, the word tznius has been co-opted by people to somehow, or at least in people's minds. Tznius is a matter of, you know, how much the elbow is showing on a girl's dress, or how below the knee it is. Tznius is dress is part of tznius, but it's only a small part. Tznius is a mindset, a certain way of carrying yourself. Hatzei alecha, I'm talking about it's men and women. So they're not a matter of your dress or only your dress. Hatzei alecha simakecha is a way to behave, a way to carry yourself, a way to act, a way to interact. That tshuva on that, that's to be a certain kind of a person. It's not the technical deeds that I ate when I brocha or I dam without a minion or I did worse things and so on, other aveiras that we got trapped in. Those are bad too. Okay, but what you really have to do is get your machshavas straight, and then other things fall into place. I'll just conclude by noting that in a certain sense, that may be the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah dafka, because you know Rosh Hashanah, it's one of the aseres mei tshuva. There's no slichas on Rosh Hashanah, right? There's no vidui ashamnu, but that's not Rosh Hashanah. We don't say any of that. We don't apply Rosh Hashanah. Okay, in fact, you know, by Avinu Malkeinu. I think some are in print. The first Avinu Malkeinu is Avinu Malkeinu Chotamu Lefanecha. Some people are meaning not to say the Rosh Hashanah. Because like Vida, Chotamu, I think most of us do. There's no Vida. There's no, so where, what is exactly Tshuva on Rosh Hashanah? Where is it? This. It's getting your thoughts straight. That's the Chassidish Hashanah. They're right. That's why it's called Rosh Hashanah. It's the head. Right? Because you could have called it Tchilas Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Why Rosh? Again, Al Derech Hadush, Rosh Hashanah, the head. On Rosh Hashanah, we get our Weltanschauung, our Hashkafas, our thoughts in order. Then there's time the rest of the week, and there's time Yom Kippur to kap al chait and ashamnu for individual deeds. But part of tshuva, that's in a certain sense the hardest tshuva. But it says, kikar v'lech adol, no, that may be one form of tshuva. The other part, it's so difficult because it's not easy for people to change their ways. But if we humble ourselves and we machmir ourselves in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, it can be accomplished, and hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, each of us in our own way, and all of us collectively, will be able to accomplish that, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will accept that tshuva, and we'll have the Kriyas in the Torah. Good people, inshallah.